Are you waiting for me to say something?
It's on mute, Tanner.
On mute.
Chat.
Sorry about that. I muted myself. And good morning, everybody, once again.
Quiet service.
Paul has an announcement to make for us before we actually start our worship today.
Okay. Thanks, Adrian. I thought something had gone wrong with the technology there. Yeah. Okay. For those of you that have logged on my computer, you'll probably notice we've got a new... person or a couple rather joined us this morning. Barbara, is it Bill? Yeah, Barbara and Bill Carpenter. Barbara has been having initial discussions with our deacons. As you know, we're continuing our search for a new minister, and we're obviously having to do this in a slightly different way at the moment, given all the various restrictions are in place. So we've had a Zoom meeting with Barbara, and we've invited Barbara to come along and share with us on Sundays as well on our Zoom service. And hopefully, you know, once things allow us to kind of meet physically together, then, you know, there'll be an opportunity for the church to meet Barbara and Bill face to face. So really, just to let you know, we're very much feeling our way around at the moment, because it's all a bit strange and a different process at the minute. So we're hoping that you know, we can find a way forward on this. But anyway, welcome Barbara and Bill. Hopefully you'll enjoy the service this morning, and the plan is really for Barbara to perhaps take part in a service in the coming week. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Good to be with you. Thank you. So, thank you, Paul. Welcome, Barbara and Bill. And we come to worship this morning asking that the Lord teaches his way to us, and that we will walk in his truth, and that our hearts might learn to fear his name. And we're going to begin our worship by singing the song, Father God, I Wonder How I Managed to Exist.
Your loving care, but now
following that, we now have a compilation of verses from the Bible read in a dramatic way that remind us of the love of God that he has as our Father for us.
My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, for you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb. Brought you forth on the day you were born. I gave up everything I love that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love, your dad, Almighty God.
Let us pray. Father, you love us with everlasting love. When you call us, help us to answer. When you teach us to walk, help us to take steps. When you show us the sickness of our sin and offer to heal us with forgiveness, help us to admit our need and accept your healing. When you gently draw us, help us willingly come close to you. When you feed us with spiritual food, help us to receive it and grow. When you chasten us, may we not stiffen ourselves against it, but be changed by it. When we realize how you agonize over us, help us want to please you, not cause you more pain. When we begin to grasp what you have promised us, may we live in confident expectation that you will complete what you have been. Lord, we want to know you. You are love. You loved us and gave yourself for us. You love us with everlasting love. May we love you more and more. Amen. I wanted just to say a few words about the importance of listening at the start of our service. Week after week, we hear instructions Jesus has given us, but do we always follow those instructions? If not, then we haven't really been listening, have we? We have all, I expect, heard the expression, it goes in one ear and out the other. And that refers to someone who hears but doesn't listen with his or her heart. The sound reaches the ear, but it just goes in and out. Since the person isn't really listening, the words don't settle down deep within their heart. And that's exactly the way it is with Jesus's word. He expects us to open our hearts and really start listening. He doesn't want his words to go right through us. Instead, he wants his words to go deep down within our hearts.
Stella, join the meeting.
Let us today really listen to Jesus's command to open not only our ears, but our hearts. Is everyone really listening this morning? Our reading is from Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30, and it's in the form of an illustrated reading.
Matthew 13, 24 to 30, the parable of the weeds. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'"
That was a reading from Matthew 13. We're now going to sing the song, In Your Presence.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord my God. In your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your grace, in the cleft of the rock, in your presence, O God. I want to go where the rivers cannot overflow me, where my feet are on the rock. I want to hide where the blazing fire cannot burn me, in your presence, O God. Blood of evil.
in your presence, oh God. I delight to be in your presence. There's fullness of joy in your presence. Fullness of joy, pleasure at your right. In your presence, here in your presence.
Now we are always promised, aren't we, that where two or three are gathered, then God is with us. And that means we are in his presence. Although sometimes, if we're honest, we sometimes don't feel that way. And that brings us to the meaning of the parable of the weeds. Do you sometimes find it difficult to understand Jesus's parables, his stories to his disciples? His disciples themselves often found them difficult. So we shouldn't be ashamed if we don't immediately understand what a reading like that one from Matthew 13 that we saw today actually means to us. The disciples didn't understand it because they later asked Jesus to explain it. And he did. He did that so in actually verses 37 to 43 of that same chapter. He gives an explanation. He said that the man who planted the good seed, that's the Son of Man. That the field where the seed was planted, that is the world. He explained the good seed as being a representation of the people of the kingdom of God, the righteous, his people. About the weeds, he said the weeds are the people who belong to the evil one. And the enemy who planted the weeds, he is the evil one, the devil. And the harvest is the end of the world. And the harvesters are the angels, separating the wheat from the chaff, throwing the weeds into the fire and collecting the people of the kingdom into his kingdom. He said, just as the weeds are sorted out and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the world. The Son of Man will send his angels and they will remove his kingdom from everything that causes sin and all who do evil, throwing them into the fire. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then, he promises, the righteous will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. And he finishes his explanation of the passage by saying, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. So well and good, that's Jesus's explanation of what his parable meant. But what does that mean for us today? It's all very well, isn't it, to read these Bible readings and look at the stories that Jesus told his disciples, but we need to relate them to our situation today. The parable of the weeds teaches us that good and evil in this world are intertwined. That good and bad people will grow and live together. In this, our world today, during this time of stress, when relationships between countries are being strained, when it seems that disease, violence, and everything that is the opposite of peace is in the ascendant, it doesn't mean that God is not working. God works quietly and continuously to bring his kingdom on earth. His presence is here with us, even though good and evil are intertwined in our world. Gradually, God is working. He's calling us, the people of the kingdom, to influence every part of society. We must continue to listen, to do what God calls us as the people of the kingdom of God, as individuals, as a fellowship, as Christian community. We must do as he commands us. For God will establish his kingdom and eliminate all others. His command in the reading was that those who have ears should hear, that we should recognize the presence of God with us, that the presence of God gives us strength, gives us the strength to do his will, even when it seems that we are surrounded by evil. Let us pray. Dear Father, so often we come to you with lists and demands. Like a tornado, we spew them out as commands. To the next task, we move on with our day, completely missing what you might have to say to us. The noise of the world clogs our ears and clouds our minds with fog and fears. We need you to clear our senses, O Lord. Give us hearts in tune with your word. May we be ever eager to hear your voice, and may listening continually be our choice. Amen.
Amen.
We're now going to sing Be Still for the Presence of the Lord.
Thank you.
Paul is now going to lead us in our prayers of intercession, and following that we will say the Lord's Prayer together.
Thank you, Adrian. Before we come to prayer, I found these words from Lamentations a couple of days ago, which I thought were quite appropriate, really, for the days in which we're living. If you know, Lamentations was written by Jeremiah, and Jeremiah is often portrayed as the prophet of doom and gloom and everything, actually, but even though Jeremiah could see a lot of suffering and destruction around him when the temple of Jerusalem fell, he could see that within all those things that were going on, that God was there in the middle of it. And just want to read you these words. So just encouraged me when I read them the other day. It says, "I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. Well, remember them. And my soul is downcast within me. Yet I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him." So let's pray. Father God, we come to you this morning and we remember, Lord, like Adrian reminded us, Father, in that parable of the weeds, that we live in a world where good and evil are mixed up. And Father, we know so often that it's the evil and the bad things, Lord, that can overwhelm us and bring us down, Lord, make us feel bad about ourselves. We can't see, Lord, the wood for the trees. But we do pray, Lord, this morning for the world in which we live. We pray, Father, for the part of the world, Lord, where there is suffering and evil of one kind or another. The places, Father, where people are in the grip of disease, of suffering, where wars, Lord, and oppression, Father, continue. We just pray, Father, that your will, Lord, might be done. And we pray somehow, Father, that the leaders, Father, of our nations might be given wisdom by you to do the things, Lord, that are right, to show, Lord, justice and mercy, so that, Father, your will, Father, might be done. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Father, for our churches, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the things, Father, that we've been able to do. We praise you, Lord, for these services that we're able to continue to meet together. And we look forward, Father, to that day, Father, when we can meet properly and hug each other and to come close to one another, Lord, so that we know that we're all one, Lord, in the Lord Jesus. We pray, Father, for our leaders and our deacons as they seek to make difficult decisions about the way forward. We pray, Lord, for Barbara and for Bill and for the deacons as they discuss, Father, the way forward with calling a minister. And we pray, Lord, that we might know your presence and your will, Father. Because of that song, Lord, that we heard a few moments ago, remind us, Father, that it's when we're in your presence, Lord, that things are done right. Father, Lord God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those, Father, in our congregations who are going through difficult times at the moment. We pray, Lord, for those in hospital. We think of Bronwyn, Lord, and others who are ill at this time. We pray, Father, for the doctors and nurses, Lord, that are seeking to care for her and for others, that you might grant them, Lord, compassion and wisdom and use the skills, Lord, that you've given to them to heal and to bring peace, Father. We pray, Lord, for those who are at home, those that have been isolated and continue, Lord, to be isolated particularly, Lord, those in care homes, those who are stuck in their own homes, Father, those who are elderly, those, Lord, who are feeling down and depressed at the moment and finding, Lord, that life is just too difficult. Father, be with them. Speak to them, Lord. Give them your peace, that they might know, Lord, that there is hope in you. Because new, Lord, every morning is your love and great is your faithfulness. Lord God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, Lord, we just bring ourselves to you this morning. Lord, we know, Lord, that each one of us are in different circumstances today, Lord. And we're not able to do things, Lord, that we would perhaps normally do. Maybe, Lord, we're feeling frustrated. And Father, there might be things that we would want to do, Lord, that we're just incapable of doing at this precise time. So we do bring ourselves to you this morning. We pray, Lord, that you might just give us guidance to know the things, Lord, that we should be doing, the activities, Lord, in our life that we should be concentrating on. And we pray, Father, whatever we're doing, we might be an encouragement to others. We might just, Lord, bring a bit of a smile, Lord, to those around us. Lord God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. And let's just join now and to say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We're now going to conclude our worship with the song, There's a Sound on the Wind.
There's a sound on the wind, like a victory song. Listen now, let it rest on your soul. Song of a battle.
as we pray, we ask that everybody unmutes themselves so that we can join in the grace together at the end. O Lord, as we live by the gospel, help us to ensure that you are in all that we think, all that we say, and in all that we do. We ask this in Jesus' name as we say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with us all, now and forever. Amen.
So we come at the end of our service to any news and announcements. The service next Sunday will again be a virtual service, and the preacher next Sunday is going to be Paul. Is there anything else that anybody wants to bring as a notice to us today?
We value prayer in the Methodist Church because there's an experiment going on next week when there will be worship at St. Andrew's Methodist Church in Duston. Two half-hour services at 9:30 and 11, just as a, you know, to see how we might do it in future.
Okay, thanks. Just remind everybody that we will be having our virtual prayer meetings on Monday, Wednesday and Friday this week, and at 11 o'clock. And the dial-in is the same as for this service, the same Zoom details. So we welcome everybody and anybody to join with us for prayer on those days. And now let us say goodbye to each other in fellowship as we go to the rest of our time together today. So thank you, everybody. Good to see you this morning.
Bye, Daniel.
Hello. Bye, Daniel.
Bye. Thank you bye. So much for your baby cards.
Thank you.
Good sleep, Freddie.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. I'm all right.
Yeah, is the baby asleep?
Baby's asleep, yeah.
Night, good.
Hopefully next Sunday you might be able to see
him. You'll have to hold him up.
Right. Wow, yeah. Thank you. Lovely.
Good.
Thank you.
What to say, Daniel?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye, darling.
It's goodbye.